We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Steelers hire Matt Canada, or promote Matt Canada to be offensive coordinator. They hire Alfredo Roberts to be their tight ends coach. Roberts was the Chargers tight ends coach last year, but that staff is now gone. Anthony Lynn and company fired. Still have an offensive line coach position. And according to a few reports, quarterbacks coach now as well. They won't make Matt Canada wear two hats, which is what every NFL team should do. They should have a quarterbacks coach and an offensive coordinator because there's no salary cap on such things. But the Steelers have cut costs and saved money by having Randy Fichtner do both in the past. That's your headline brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Our Steelers beat man at 93.7thefan.com. Jeff Hathorne is with us here. Jeff, I've said that among people on the Steelers beat, you know Matt Canada as well as anybody, having covered Pitt football the way that you have over the years. And I want to ask you if you think that Matt Canada, his personality, will just go along with a plan to let Ben run the Steelers offense from 2020 in 2021. Because I'm seeing some of the people in our shoes here, people that cover the team and are around the team, say, well, this is good for Ben because, you know, there won't be a big change. He'll just run last year's offense this season.
Well, it's good for Ben because there's familiarity, but there is no way Matt Canada is going to let Ben run roughshod. Now, he would be dumb not to listen to Ben. Ben's been in the league for 17 years. He knows offenses. He knows systems. There's going to be times where he's going to no huddle and he's going to make calls, as he has in the past. But it will be Canada's offense. Ben will work with Canada, assuming he is back. But he's not going to roll over Matt Canada. I think they'll have a good relationship. There'll be things that Canada will take from Roethlisberger, and they'll share information. But I don't think it will be Ben's. It'll just be Ben running the show. Mm.
So do you think that there's a decent relationship there? That there's some mutual respect? Like the fact that Matt Canada at least played football in high school, if not in college, means he'll get more respect than Todd Haley got? I'm being only half kidding about that. Like, I've got to believe that part of the reason Ben hated Haley was because he had literally never played football.
I think the other thing that allows for more respect is that you can point to Matt Canada and look at some very good offenses that he was a part of. And I think one of the underlying things with Matt Canada offense and the quarterbacks that he's coached during his years in college are the plus in touchdown to turnover. You know, Peterson was a plus 20. Jacoby Brissett was a plus 32. Even at LSU, they were a plus 14 in his 1 year there with a horrible quarterback during his one season. He values making sure that you don't turn the ball over, that quarterbacks don't make mistakes. And those will be interesting conversations with Ben, but I think we've seen, for the most part, at least over last year, that Ben doesn't take the same types of chances. Maybe we'd want him to, but he doesn't take the same type of chances that he took earlier in his career.
But you don't think that's Canada's doing? You don't think that Canada got that point through to Ben last year, do you?
I think Canada brings a mindset, but I think it's something that Ben also knows from his where he's at physically.
Yeah.
That he is not able to run around like he used to and extend plays, and he doesn't have quite the arm strength that he used to and doesn't have the offensive line that he used to.
Jeff, do you think that Matt Canada has been named OC more for this year or more for what's going to happen after this year, i.e., presumably a post-Ben Roethlisberger version of the Pittsburgh Steelers starting in 2022?
Yeah, I think both. Not to, you know, dismiss the question.
Well, split,
but I
split
think,
the baby. Come on,
but
Solomon.
I think
split
both.
The baby.
No, really. I mean, he has a relationship with Ben, and he also brings an innovation that the Steelers haven't had in years. That's the attraction of Matt Canada, is what he has done and how innovative he has been at different places. And, you know, who would have thought that, I mean, think about the reign that Pat Narduzzi gave him. Who would have thought Narduzzi would have had that type of offense? I'm excited for the fact that I would hope that Matt Canada had a little leverage and was able to at least talk about having some autonomy with this offense, which has pretty much been the case for Mike Tomlin, to allow him to do things that may look way strange to Mike Tomlin and what Steelers fans have seen
in
the past.
I think that for a defensive coach like Narduzzi, the offense that Canada ran was perfect for him because it was still heavy on running the football. It wasn't really a high-risk offense. When you're a defensive-first coach, I think you also put a lot more stock in, well, there might be four or five different things on a given play that we have to prepare for. Keeps defensive coaches up at night. So that's why I think Canada's system was good there. And I don't think, Jeff, someone's got to explain to me then, my explanation is Ben didn't want to do it because I've not heard a better one. Why did those things stop in the Steelers' offense this year? They worked for 5 or 6 weeks, and then suddenly Ben wanted to draw things up in the dirt.
Well, I think that's part of it, but I also think they stopped working. I mean, you saw early success, but when they went back to it, you saw that they weren't working as well because of the penetration lines we're getting. I mean, it just wasn't fooling anybody because they just weren't able to block those plays. They were able to catch some teams off guard at first, but I think teams were wise to it, and they just didn't have success. I know they didn't do it a lot, but they didn't have a ton of success with it. You would think that Deontay Johnson would be a perfect guy to run that type of thing, and I know Claypool did as well, but I think this, the difference between Pitt and the Steelers, yeah, they had a James Conner that was rushing for 1,000 yards, but they also had an offensive line that comparably was better than what he's going to have now as the Steelers' offensive coordinator.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the other thing then too, Jeff. How much change can he really affect if he doesn't have the horses specifically up front to actually do what he wants to do or do it well?
I think Derek Watt has probably called George Aston about 50 times already, asking him what the hell he said to him to get 10 touchdowns in the 1 year that he was the fullback at Pitt or that Canada was offensive coordinator there. I don't know what – I mean, you can get a little gimmicky. There are things you can do to try to mask an offensive line, but, I mean, really, their number one concern is finding replacements quickly for that line if you can. And normally you can't. I mean – and if indeed Pouncey retires, that's another hole. And if Pouncey comes back, maybe that's not an advantage for this offense.
Well, that's what I didn't get about Colony's, you know, trying to pull a Schefter today and bust onto the air at 6:40, even though he was off because he thought he had this incredible scoop, which he did have a great report. But the part of it for people that missed it was Jim said that Pouncey's going to retire unless Ben can talk him out of it. And my take on that is, well, why is it only up to Ben and Pouncey? You know, the Steelers have to want Pouncey back. Why would they want Pouncey back at a $14 million cap hit? Ben can convince Pouncey to play, but that doesn't mean the Steelers should let him play in 2021. And Pouncey does not have, Jeff, the same sentimentality that cutting a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback does. If you cut Marquise Pouncey, yeah, he's a huge leader in that locker room. You know that. But he's not someone that you – he's not synonymous with championships. Like, I don't know. Like, it's the ball should not be in Marquise Pouncey's court is what I'm saying here.
You're right. And this is the time where organizations have to be cutthroat. Like, they have to look at the bottom line and not worry about what PR might come out of it. And I think the Steelers
– I don't think it would be bad PR with the fans if they cut him, Jeff.
No, but would it be in the room if yes. Pouncey says he wants to come back? Are they going to have an issue because guys like him? I mean, there are complicated decisions here. They're not just as cut and dried as a salary cap. Or, boy, we don't want to have Ben go out like he did this year. I mean, there's no victory lap in the NFL. You know, you can have a victory lap when you have a 38-year-old who's your fifth starter and he only has to go out – you know, so many times over the course of the year. But when this guy's your only pitcher, a victory lap doesn't make sense. Well, they do have tough decisions to make. I agree with you. The Steelers should.
I don't think it's a tough decision.
Well,
it wouldn't be for me.
I don't think it's. Sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to say, I agree with Pony that in Pouncey's case, it's not a tough decision, nor should it be with the quarterback, but they've already made their bed there. or it seems like they've made their bed there.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation just because of the loyalty that still exists, I think, within some of those, including Art. Even though Art is, you know, seems colder, there's a loyalty that they have towards players, and they want to do right by the players as much as they can. Sometimes it gets made easier. Vance McDonald made it really easy for him. I'm not saying that he's at the same level, but he did. Pouncey could make it really easy on them by retiring. And just because Ben is saying that he wants him back, that doesn't mean that the organization does. That could just be Roethlisberger making that call separate of what the organization desires.
Jeff, do you think it's possible or even likely that the quarterback coach that gets hired is somebody who can be a buffer between Ben and Canada the same way that Fichtner functioned? With the Steelers, could you see the Steelers bringing in a friend of Ben to do that in order to placate him?
I'm surprised you haven't said the name Charlie Batch yet, because I've heard that so much already.
From
who? Charlie be great. He's
from who, fans or from people?
No, just from fans. Yeah. No, just from fans.
Okay.
You know, that he's already in the organization. And they said similar things about Tunch over the years, about being an offensive line coach, because he knows so much about it and he's passionate about it. Yeah, I do think you want to bring in – I think Cannon would want to also bring in somebody younger, that the younger guys that could have played the game, you know, a McCown or somebody that's been in the game.
Oh, he's just going to get the Houston Texans head coaching
know,
gig
yeah.
without having
– Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
coach for a single day, but I get your
he's
point.
Be,
yes.
I bring he's that name be the, only because the Dick, he's top of
he'll
mind.
Be Dick Butkus at Montour, and he'll have his version of Lucero behind him actually
you
doing
know,
the coaching there.
You know, this could be the great opportunity here for Chirpak to work his way into the NFL.
Oh, God. Jeff.
Well, so I guess
get that please started. Don't. Please don't.
Jeff, now we just wait on an offensive line coach, right?
Yeah, and how about, you know, the fact that everybody thought that it was going to be O-line coach first.
No, not everyone thought that, but some people did.
Some people did, and that didn't end up being the case. And I still believe Hank Fraley is a strong candidate to be the Steelers' next offensive coordinator. But
offensive line coach, you mean?
Or excuse me, offensive line coach. They're just putting their ducks in a row. And just because the tight ends coach was announced before Canada, I'm sure Canada had some input or at least knew of that decision before that decision went down a couple of hours ago.
Jeff, can you tell me, other than the fact that he went to Robert Morris, why Hank Fraley is somebody the Steelers would even want at offensive line coach?
I know if you look at his, you know, what they did in Detroit, I don't know how much talent they had in Detroit either that year, but he was regarded highly by the Vikings when he was their assistant offensive line coach and served a couple of tours in college where some of the stories I read, there were high reviews of how quickly Fraley identified with the guys on the team. And I do believe that guys that work hard and have to bust their way onto an NFL mm-hmm. roster know a lot about offensive line play because they've had to study everything harder than anybody else. That's why I think he would be a good candidate. And I don't know who else will be out there. And the other thing is, it's not like for a huge candidate, the Steelers are out paying for anyone. And it's a pretty challenging job right now when you look at that group that you would have to coach.
Jeff, thank you. Did you sell your Packers stock after yesterday, or are you going to hold on to it?
No, I'm going to hold on. That was a rough one, but I'm going to hold on to the stock and hope that the arrow starts pointing up here somehow with Jordan Love at quarterback, which I can't imagine
Jeff,
how that would happen.
Never should have counted out touchdown Tom, my friend.
Oh.
All right, Jeff. We'll see you.
See you guys.
There you go, Jeff Hathorn. Check him out at 93.7thefan.com.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.